right here we have episode 2 of Mondegreens. Now, you heard the return cut there. Blink 182. There's often songs where we hear a word or a phrase, but we're singing it wrong.
And popular songs.
Popular songs. This goes for, this also goes back to the 1700s with poems. Huh. And this is where the term Mondegreen comes from, because there was a poem written in 1765 with the line, "Laid him on the green." And many people thought it was Lady Mondegreen. Hmm. So the term Mondegreen was birthed then.
Interesting.
So we did this a couple months ago. I had a few songs, and we kind of go back and forth in Slack, laying some songs out there. And Justin brought one up a couple weeks ago. And I thought this one was really interesting, because this is a song that I've heard dozens of times. It was in a movie in the 90s. Was it Three Ninjas, Surf Ninjas?
Surf Ninjas. They're ninjas, but on surfboards.
And I think that was the first time I heard this song. I was probably 7, 8 years old.
That's incredible.
And the song is Barbara Ann, Justin.
Yeah, let's play it. So, having never heard the title of the song,
yeah,
I thought they were saying bop 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 aran.
Bop aran.
It definitely sounds like they're saying that.
I kind of thought something similar. Sense. I'm with you.
As a kid, when you hear this song for the first time, you think they're saying Bop-a-ran or Bob-a-ran.
Like if I said, hey, Aunt Bopra, she would not respond to me. She'd think I had a stroke.
They're definitely not saying Barbara. And that's
Barbara. Why is it not Bar-bar-bar-bar-bar-bar-ann?
That's what it should be.
Bar-bar-bar.
They're saying Bop-bop-bop. Bop Barbara Ann.
So I the name just doesn't. He wanted Bop-a-ran to take his hand.
Sean?
Y'all are the only dudes that I've ever met that thought that that was the name of the song.
Because we're not saying we thought it was the name of the song. It sounds like they're saying Bop-a-ran.
Bop-a-ran.
They're definitely saying Bop-a-ran, not Barbara Ann. It is a catchy-ass song, though.
It's a good song. It got the whole Island of Patusan really into it. And Rob Schneider. He was a surf ninja.
Gosh, I'm gonna hear that in my dreams now.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from there. I'm on board.
So, Sean.
Bop-a-ran.
One I have. Now, in the open today, we played. We had a little mix-up a few months ago where we were talking about when a kid would vomit in class and you would put an agent on it.
Maybe a powder.
And we had a little Mondegreen on our show, and I kind of thought,
yeah, not
you're
a
saying
Taiwanese
Asian.
Boy.
I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah. Maybe in Mesquite, but not in Lake Dallas. We never had that.
We had a lot of Filipino kids.
Yeah. But we have the same mix-up in a song by Johnny Rivers. I'm sure we've all heard this one.
Okay.
It's Secret Agent Man. Secret Agent Man, and I swear he's saying Asian in this song.
Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They're giving you a number and taking away your name.
Hearing that song as a kid, I thought he was talking about
like
a secret
tosses away
Asian
his pistol
man.
For also, a couple of throwing stars.
Really good guitar riff there.
Oh, yeah.
Good song.
It's a great song.
A lot.
But
tell me he's saying agent right here.
Secret Asian man. Secret Asian man.
He's not saying agent. Now, you clearly said agent, but I heard it wrong. He's saying Asian.
Okay, but in this world, like you were doing with Bop-a-ran and Barbara Ann, why does this guy have to conceal his Asianism?
Yeah.
Like, why is that the big secret? He's Asian.
Maybe he's
gotta
just
protect
a secretive
his identity.
Asian.
Yeah.
Like one guy's on to him. I knew who you were.
I know. Is Corby the secret Asian man?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Secret Asian man. Secret Asian man.
It sounds more like he's saying Asian every time you play.
Every time. And I don't think it's just because we're telling ourselves that. It really doesn't sound like agent.
Like this agent.
I don't hear the T at the end of it.
He takes his tux off and there's a karate gi underneath.
By Johnny Rivers. All right, another Mondegreen I have. So the Phil Collins song, In the Air Tonight. Mm-hmm. Finish the lyric. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
My shot.
I'll play it for you, and I'll let you tell me.
I hear, oh, Lord.
I think it is, oh, Lord, but in my brain, it's hold on.
Hold on.
All right, now let's go to the movie The Hangover, where this song is featured.
Sure.
Where Mike Tyson knocks out. And they sing along to this part. And here's Alan, Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover.
Isn't that Mike Tyson singing?
Yeah, Mike Tyson singing, but then the dudes sing the chorus of it. So Zach Galifianakis says, hold on. And then when they go through the second time, the other guys say, oh, Lord.
Okay.
And the actual lyric is, oh, Lord.
Interesting.
But it does sound like you could tell me either one, and I could hear both. I think I hear hold on more.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hold on.
I hear hold on.
Coming in the air tonight.
Hold on.
Oh, Lord. Hold on.
That's a good one.
So another one, a Mondegreen, a misheard lyric. So the song by Tag Team, Whoomp, There It Is,
heck yeah,
which was featured in D2 of the Mighty Ducks. It kind of sounds like they're saying, whoop that ass.
These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is, hit me. Whoop, that is. Whoop, that is. Whoop, that is. Whoop, that is.
You can hear whoop that ass.
Yeah, I can hear
whoop that ass.
Kind of off mic.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Vanilla, Rocky Road, chocolate.
Peanut butter cookie dough.
Scoop, there it is.
Scoop, there it is. Okay, pour some sugar on me, Mondegreen. The very beginning of this song.
The most stripper song ever.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So I'll play this for you. You tell me what you think the words are here.
I heard red iPhone.
I did, too.
I hear red iPhone, too. And this song came out in what year was this? This was
8,
somewhere in the mid 80s.
Yeah.
I've never known lyrics to this song.
Can I hear it again?
Okay.
It's Red iPhone.
I swear he says Red iPhone.
He's 20 years before.
Love is like a bomb, come and get it on. And then I don't know anything after that.
The actual word is living like a lover with a radar phone.
But even the beginning of that, is it bomb or bone?
What's a radar phone?
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like Red iPhone, especially when you listen to it in 2023. He's like, oh, okay, this guy's got a red iPhone already. He's got product red. Another one. So
I got more.
I've got a bunch. So Bryan Adams, The Summer of 69. What are the first, what's the first line of that song?
Who cares?
What is it?
I got my first real
six string.
Okay.
Down at the five and dime.
It kind of sounds like he said, I got my first real sex dream. This is one you kind of have to listen to and tell yourself this is what the word is. But just tell it, just think it's sex dream.
I got my first real sex dream.
I don't know if I hear that.
That
one's
a stretch. Yeah, I don't know if I hear that. Yeah.
I got my first real sex dream.
I got my first real sex dream.
Pretty well there. Some of these they don't enunciate well, so you can you can play with it a little bit. But
you got a couple, Sean?
I got one. This is a classic. This is very dad, because you know all of our parents probably listen to classic rock. But anytime this song comes on the radio by Manfred Mann Earth Band, first off, the intro is just the keys here are just incredible.
I didn't know until like 5 years ago that this wasn't a Manfred Mann song.
Yeah, this is a Bruce Springsteen song.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche,
it's okay.
Another runner in the night.
I just hear you, I don't hear the song.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
It does sound like wrapped up like a douche.
Wrapped up like a douche.
But the actual lyric is revved up like a deuce. Another runner in the night. For years and years as a kid listening to this with my dad on the radio, I always thought it was wrapped up like a douche, another rumor in the night.
But again, what does revved up like a deuce mean?
A deuce is a truck.
Deuce is
okay.
I don't think a douche is a truck, Lando.
No, deuce.
But a lot of douches drive trucks.
Okay.
A truck.
And he keeps saying it over and over and over. It definitely sounds like douche. He's saying douche. Does Springsteen sound like douche also?
I think his sounds more like deuce, but it's Bruce who, you know, sometimes you gotta...
Is it wrapped up like a Bruce?
Maybe. And my final one today, this is one that... look, Pitch Perfect, got news, guys. Not a baseball movie, much to my
surprise.
But is
it a Christmas movie?
I don't know. But Anna Kendrick's in it, so I give it a pass. And Anna Kendrick does a song from this movie where, and actually this is a video where she's making biscuits and she's looking really
hot.
She's
great.
But there's one line in this song. Go ahead and roll it, just the start of the song. She's, apparently there's some trick with a cup you can do to.
The cup song.
I used to be able to do this. I'm going to relearn.
He knows how to do it.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle whiskey for the way.
And she can sing
a
really
great song.
I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say?
I think she would like me.
Probably.
I think she likes midday sports songs. Shows.
What?
Songs.
You're gonna miss me by my hair.
Hang on, here we go. Line coming up here. Gonna miss me by my taco?
Yeah.
Because I heard taco.
She said taco.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have it isolated?
Yeah. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh.
I would miss that.
I probably would miss that too.
Miss that
so when you originally watched this movie, you thought it was like a cutter catching the back half of the plate.
That was
the perfect pitch.
I was thinking maybe they're going to Driveline and they're doing some work.
That's what Otani's saying to the Angels.
I don't know.
Glitter that just falls off the table.
But actually, it's about a bunch of girls who can sing. So, you know.
You're gonna miss me by my boy.
And they made like, what, three of them? I think.
I don't know. I just saw the first
They're
one.
They're all pretty
the cup
good.
Song.
Yeah.
There we go. There's some Mondegreen, some misheard lyrics.